Simen Kuf Tzadi Gimel. Im Itzdarf in the Zimen Im Lav. Shatov and Mutzlachas, Baruch Hashem. Chaim and Razi Goldgrab got married. And Chaim was from New York and Razi is from Harnof. So, the Chassan was in Eretz Yisrael. And in the middle of Shabbat Brachas, they flew back to America. Flew to America. They're on the plane. And they realize that they have nine men on the plane, eating rubber eggs and ham, and they figure, one more person, and we can say Shabbat Brachas. One more person, Shabbat Brachas. The halacha is anyhow, if you have nine people, or if you have three people, you're supposed to be mechazer after somebody, go look for somebody to be mashlim your zimun. Mashlim, 3, 9. The only thing is, it's a plane. It's an agala. You do other from Steinman. Somebody came in and told them that there's a pilot in the Air Force. He says, balagola bashamayim. That's balagola. That's what it is, balagola bashamayim. So lechur and agala, we know that there's a difference between 3 and 10 people. So suffolk whether or not you can make a zimun. However, the price gives my name who say that in a plane is different. Plane is different than a plane is like a boat. In a boat, clear that you could be. There is more of a kviyas. And therefore, even though everybody's got their own seat, therefore, they make a zimun. So the way we're going to find the 10th person. So, flying from Eretz Israel to America, you can't go wrong. And they ask the steward. Sure enough, the steward's Jewish. And he says, no problem. That's why I'm being mitzarf. The only problem is in first class. They already asked me. There's two guys in first class. And I was ready to be mitzarf to them. The halacha is you're not allowed to be... Once you have a zimun, you're not allowed to be per. Now, the halacha is over here. Actually, if you don't have a kviyas with the third person, he's eating, standing up, sitting down. It's not really considered kviyas. There's no chiyuv, they could. That's only if you're not a shamish. But if you're a steward, and you are a shamish, and you're serving the food, then that is his kviyas. And Mameli is part of the guys in the first class. And Mameli is not allowed to go. So he says, you know what, let me find out what's going on in first class. Maybe they found the third person, then I'll come be Mistar. Sure enough, he goes to the first class. And the third guy sat down. He'll be Mazam with them. No problem, I'll book out. I'm not being master them, the Zimun. And I'll be Mishtat with you. The Shaila is, does that work? Why? Because once the people in the first class, Bechlal, are Mizamin, then there's Allah of Parach Zimin Minayu. If you were part of a group of people, and your group was Mizamin, and you weren't Mizamin with them, then you lose your ability to be Mizamin. L'chur, in this case, L'chur, he wouldn't be able to be Mizamin now with a new group that he's been Mishtatif with, because L'chur, the new group, he lost his ability to be Mizamin. So the truth is there's a bunch of halachas over here that a person that we just have to clarify, and that is that in this case b'chol yom mizamin depends what they're flying. If you're flying El Al, the balabas is a yid. But if you're flying Delta, which is what they were flying, the balabas is a goy. The minig is you don't make a zimun when you're in a goy's house. But may love you shouldn't. Says Mr. Bruno, this manenu we make a zimun even in the goy's house, and we say harachamon yivarches. Or you could say balabayas, and it means the balasuda, which is over here. But mele lechura, that wouldn't be a problem. You could be mezamin. The fact that it's agala, we said anyhow, lechura, even though Mishnah Berurah says it's a suffik. However, in a plain lechura, it's more of a vadai, and therefore, it's not a problem. Now the question is, what's only left is parach zimin minayu. Lechura, if this steward was part of the first group, then, and they're mizamin before he's ready to bench, then it's ready parach zimin minayu. However, in this case, it's not that way. It's not a problem. Why? Because he's already mishtatif with the new group before the other people were mizamin. As long as he goes to new group, Bir Lacha brings down, Kiveger, Mishnah Berurah is already mitzayin, that if you're mishtatif, if the person that leaves the group of three people joins with another group of people before the first people are mezamin, then since I have a new place to be mezamin, there's no din of parach zimin minayu when the first people are mezamin. In this case, lechero, they'll be able to say baruch shasimcha v'mo'inai. The only problem is you can't say simcha v'mo'inai if there's men and women sitting together. They have a different problem. Maybe anyhow, it's good not to say with elikenu, but also din zimun lechero, they have a makom to be mezamin.